100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Well, it is game day for your New Orleans Saints as they take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Is it Jaguars, Jaguars, Jaguars? I just say Jags. How would you say it?
Jaguars.
Jaguars. Okay. Jaguars.
What did you say?
Jaguars.
Jaggers?
Jaggers. How about just the football team that's also 0-1? 7 o'clock is your kickoff. Your line for you people that just want a little extra Christmas money. I'm not going to call you degenerates anymore because everything is legal to go do that here in the state. 4 point is what the spread is. Saints favored by 4, over under 39.5. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Hope everybody is ready for, I think the big news that I think a lot of people were not expecting, somewhat expecting. I don't know if we were expecting or not. And we'll get to that in a quick second. Phone line, 800-998-1003 is the way to chime into the conversation. You can also tweet at us, at ESPN Radio NOLA. It's a very, very simple tweet today. And that is, Saints fans, with what's on the line tonight at the quarterback position, this is feel like a big game. Also, give your argument on how each QB can lock up the position. You can give us a call at 800-998-1003 or at ESPN Radio NOLA. You can tweet at us, of course. You can tweet at myself at GCAT_17, Jordan the intern at JD Kleber. Maddie.
You don't remember it?
Hudak_94?
Maddie Hudak.
That's what I said.
94.
Matty Hudak on the score 84. I'll eventually get it. All right, so you heard in the question of the day what's at stake, what's on the line. I think we all knew this would be probably Jameis' turn to start, and a good showing of performance would help. You and I have, I wouldn't say argued, but we've brought up the argument or just discussion. What is Sean Payton going to, you know,
do?
Pick a starter, name a starter. Do you wait? I would think you'd like that third preseason game, as Sean Payton said, back on Wednesday before the first day of training camp. He said, I'm going to approach that third preseason game like I always have. That meaning the starters play a half. It is a dress rehearsal. You're seeing everything that you're probably going to see the next time you see him when the season starts. That would make you to believe you'd like your starter to have a half with everybody else. Or does Sean go full Sean Payton, Maddie, and wait until the absolute last minute and make Green Bay not know who it is that they're going to face? Before last night, what did you think Sean was going to do?
I mean, given that they've had the opportunity twice in this season to, you know, go between what's been Taysom Hill and then either Teddy Bridgewater or Jameis Winston, and he's waited to the last minute, at, you know, as humanly possible to announce it either way, I think a large camp of people thought that he would kind of use that as an edge, kind of as the only card they have heading into week one.
So then last night, Peter King puts out a story that's for today, and he also on Sunday Night Football made a report. See, Peter King was at Saints practice on Friday. That was the practice Friday night in the Dome. Peter King then did a little 54-minute video to go with his write-up, which we'll get into in a second, but basically the write-up gives you all the hints you need.
It's in New Orleans. After Friday night practice, Sean Payton has brought this team in here to basically get a feel for the new turf that was laid down in the Superdome. A very big preseason game for the Saints on Monday night against the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's the final opportunity for the two contenders to replace Drew Brees, Taysom Hill, and Jameis Winston to present their cases. And it looks like Jameis Winston gets the start on Monday night after Taysom Hill got the start in the first preseason game. I can't overstate how important it is for Jameis Winston to play well on Monday night. I think if he plays well, he's got a very good chance to win this job. He had a very good practice here on Friday night. He threw a long touchdown pass and a 2-minute drill to Chris Hogan, the former New England Patriot. And but it's been a very close competition throughout. Sean Payton told me on Friday afternoon that this game on Monday is very big, and he would like to name the starter before the final preseason game, which is in week three of this preseason for the New Orleans Saints. One other note to keep in mind, okay, if Jameis Winston wins the starting job, the Saints still get to use Taysom Hill in that Swiss Army knife role, whereas if Taysom Hill wins the job, all Jameis Winston is a backup quarterback. So a big decision for Sean Payton, and after leaving him on Friday, I just got this strong feeling that he has not made his decision yet and will not make the decision until after the Monday night game against the Jaguars.
All right, that's all I need to hear. If you don't think this feels like a regular season game, now all of a sudden it absolutely is. Normally, preseasons, yes, tonight was going to be nice because, Maddie, you got a chance to get back in the dome. But we have something at stake. At stake, one of 32. Who will be the starting quarterback? This feels like a TV show, man. I mean, I love this. This is decision night. This is when you vote for American Idol. This is it. I love it.
American Idol.
Yeah, why? Whatever. You know my point. Decision
so
night.
They didn't name a starter after the last preseason game, as I think you and a large portion of people had.
I did. But Peter King says Sean hasn't just yet. Are you surprised?
No.
Because why?
Because I, as I said after last week's game, want to see what Jameis looks like with the starters. Give him a fair shot, but also test him against a first-string defense and see how he matches up. That 80-yard touchdown to Chris Hogan in practice is great, but does that hold up when there is, you know, legitimate opponent on that field with them?
I sent you this last night, too, as well. John J. Hendricks does a great job over for SI.com, and he's been literally, if you go to his day recaps on his Twitter feed at John J. Hendricks, he has from day one to day 19. He has all the practices, the attendance, and more importantly, the starting rosters. Now, look, I get it. What you're going to see tonight start isn't what you're going to see against Green Bay, for the most part, much less even tomorrow. But in the quarterback battle, what I do find is important, we did see in the quote-unquote starting unit on Saturday's final practice, Teron Armstead, Andres Pete, Eric McCoy, Caesar Ruiz, Ryan Ramczyk, in team drills. I don't know if you're going to see them, and I don't know if you're going to see Alvin Kamara. I'm going to play some sound here in a quick second, but at quarterback was Jameis, at running back was Latavius, Callaway, Deontay Harris were your receivers, Juwan Johnson, then Adam Trautman were your two tight ends. So that's what he saw in teams. And again, that's kind of what you may be thinking. That makes sense. I don't think you're going to see Alvin Kamara play. Probably, if at all. This is what he had to say Saturday after practice.
It's cool to get in there and get a little work in now and then. I mean, last year we didn't have preseason games. I feel like it was all right. But, you know, we got preseason this year. Whatever Sean's plan is, then that's what we do. I mean, it is what it is.
He said he would not be bothered at all if he doesn't get a chance to get in there and play at all. So there's your starting line, which you kind of brought up. It's interesting. Taysom Hill had a bad run game, as you brought up, didn't have the starting line. Receivers are kind of running it. And if that was his shot to shine, I don't think Latavius Murray is on the top of his gifting list for Christmas.
I know. But let's see if Murray can bounce back. Tonight, I suppose.
Does he almost have to fumble in the opening drive as well, too, for Jameis to make it even?
Well, Freeman kind of gave that to Winston in the last game.
Okay, Coach was asked Saturday, is the position battle close?
Yeah, I'm not going to – we're not going to have weekly or daily updates. You know, you guys have to do that. But these guys are both working hard, and the other guys are doing a good job as well. Young guys is improving and – and, you know, I'm encouraged with the room by and large.
By the way, did you know Ian Book's nickname is apparently Young Guy?
Young Guys. He said Young Guys.
I heard is. Young Guy. I thought but, Coach, what do you want to see from your QB?
We're evaluating it all, and we have another opportunity to play Monday night. And, you know, moving the team, decisions, protecting the football, all the things that go into winning at that position.
So, Maddie, when you take a look at, again, the opportunity tonight, it's pretty clear. And Peter King, there's a much more extensive part to that article about Sean literally taking a picture of an empty seat on a bus, that he misses Drew Brees. We're seeing him help every other team in the NFC, but the Saints, but you're not concerned.
Well, we kind of briefly touched on this, on how much attention Brees attending practice would be. Mm-hmm. People would be hyper-focusing on how much he spent with X quarterback versus Y quarterback, and I just think that it's better.
I do think we see him after a starter is picked.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because granted, he is helping Garoppolo and Kittles, and he's helping her. I mean, he's basically a charger. He's signing autographs, taking pictures. I mean, look, it is what it is. It's, but yeah, anyway, we saw that on social media. But in all honesty, we kind of thought that the games are going to matter. And I don't know if you had kind of seen it this past week, but John was on, Triplett was on, Amy Just was on, you're on, of course, on Tuesdays with your observations. Larry was on. Not a single person last week told me that one quarterback had kind of oomphed over the other. Good moments, at practice as well, but all leaned towards Jameis based off of kind of what Peter King just said. You can still use Hill in his role. And more importantly, I think just that they feel eventually that experience will pay off. But I don't know, going into this game, kicking off here now almost 7 hours, is it strange to think that we're this close?
In the sense that we haven't, that they haven't picked a starter yet and we're this close? It's a little alarming, I suppose. And I think that people were a little surprised to hear that, you know, he was going to name a starter after this game. But I also think that people thought that by now there would be a lot more clear cut race going on here, that maybe they wouldn't have to, you know, do that if there was kind of an obvious front runner here. But it's almost one of those things where, is there going to be someone that's going to pull away, or is it better to just kind of cut the cord at this point and, and pick one and move forward with them if the chains don't move that much tonight? Because at that point, then you're kind of looking at what, this is all contingent on one more preseason game. I think that's like very, a lot of pressure and something that might kind of leave it to be a little too late at that point. So I see the benefit at this point where there really hasn't been a front runner of kind of just, you know, making a decision. Cause like you said, everyone that's gone to practice, myself included, there's been good days, there's been bad days. There's, yes, there's some edge given to Jameis Winston, but then you see some other, you know, poor throws by him, and then you kind of pull back on that, and then Taysom Hill will go out there. He'll have, you know, a design run, and you'll kind of think, oh, that's, you know, what we like to see from Taysom Hill, but then he won't really go through his reads and throws the wrong route the next time, and you're kind of back to square one. So I feel like at this point, that's just going to keep happening. But to me, I'm really curious to see tonight how these receivers play, because I think that that's
good point.
Really important to this job, especially for Jameis Winston, because we all know that, you know, if worst comes to worst, Taysom can tuck it and run. Winston can't so much do the same. Winston offers more in the air, but if the receivers can't catch the ball, then what can he do?
So, coach says moving the team, decisions, limiting turnovers. I mean, this seems apparent, and he said everything that that position requires to win. I agree. So let's kind of have fun with this. Saints fans, what do you want to see from Jameis, who's starting? Let's we're going to take one at a time. What do you want to see from him to, if you're not on team Jameis, convince you? Is it don't throw a pick today? Is it as simple as that? Or, on this is what I'm looking for, make a play.
I was going
to
say,
I want to see when, you know, a play breaks down, or, you know, hey, that first read isn't there. You know, reality, real stuff. You should be able to take advantage of a broken down thing or a receiver slips or something. That's what I want to see. Make a play. When the pocket collapses, you know, Andres Pete goes El Matador, and here comes, because that's what happened with Taysom Hill. He got pressure from the left side immediately. So what happens? Hill got sacked. I want to see immediate pressure. Maybe don't take the sack, because Jameis did that last week. Deuce Windham said that on Friday. He probably thought he was being cautious. I want to see him make a play. How does he handle tonight?
I was going to say, I almost feel like we need to get over the whole interception turnover thing from both of them, because I think both of them have showed such market improvement in that. Luke Johnson has done a great job of kind of following that quarterback battle. And I remember when Winston threw his first interception, he was like, I just want everyone to remember that this was like the 56th pass attempt of camp thus far, where the first turnover was thrown. And I think there comes a point where We saw, you know, all of that stuff when Tua was throwing a bunch of interceptions in camp. Lamar threw a couple in camp. You know, that's the time to be airing it out and making those mistakes. And there does have to come a point where we have to kind of let both of them take the reins off if a turnover happens. I mean, there were six in the last game. So knock on wood, if it can get worse than that, I suppose it can. But importantly, you know, none of those were fumbles from either quarterback. Each of them had ticky-tacky interceptions, but I'm with you. I kind of want to see chaos, and I want to see what Winston does amidst that chaos, because you can always perform well when you have a top O-line, a really strong running game, as we saw in the last one, how that running game with Tony Jones Jr. kind of opened up the field for Jameis Winston. What happens if Murray gets out there and isn't effective again? Is Winston able to overcome that in the way that I kind of saw Hill do in the first drive of last game?
By the way, you know what I love about this? As we wrap up our opening segment here, I love that Sean put this out on purpose. You know now, right? 2019 practices, 20 some odd days. Not a single thing comes out of his mouth unless he wants it to. No updates on, you know, injured players, no updates on anything. You think he didn't tell Peter King on purpose?
Oh.
So the entire country absolutely would find out that he wants to name a start. That's the first. He didn't tell any local people.
Yeah.
So that's on purpose. I love it from Coach. You know why? You got pressure now.
Yep.
You know what's on the line. You want to be the starter? Go prove it.
Yep.
That's simple. Hey, folks, don't forget DraftKings is live in Louisiana with daily fantasy sports, meaning you can begin playing right now. So to welcome you to the new football season, DraftKings is giving all new free players a free shot at $1 million during week one. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, now's the perfect time because you can sort of practice, right? It's simple. Pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, then see how your team stacks up against the competition like Maddie and Jordan or even myself. Nothing adds to that excitement like watching a game with, oh, I don't know, having a, you know, free shot at a huge cash prize or so. Also, just to kind of get you going and to practice on your daily fantasy skills, they do have, DraftKings, a free-to-play pool where there's even more cash up for grabs. Imagine that. So go download the DraftKings app now. Use the code LaRose. For a limited time, new players get a free shot at $1 million during week one. So don't miss out on any action. Go download the app. Use the code LaRose, and we will be back just underway on game day. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Your new Ford dealership in Lafourche Parish is Calvin Braxton Ford. You may need your vehicle serviced, but you don't want to drive too far. Get ready for some good news. The Calvin Braxton Ford Service Department in Lockport is now open. And better yet, they truly want to keep your vehicle running at its best. Now offering a special on gas-only oil changes, just $39.95 up to 5 quarts. Plus, with 4 new tires, your alignment is only $69.95. Yeah, Calvin Braxton Ford, 5878 Highway 1 in Lockport.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start, and we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back, and we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
Football is almost here. Get in on the action with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. To bring you even closer to the action, DraftKings is giving all new players a free shot at $1 million during week one. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, preseason is the perfect time to test your strategy. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching a game quite like having a free shot at huge cash prizes. And don't forget to check out DraftKings free-to-play pools, where there's even more cash up for grabs. Download the DraftKings app and use code BART. For a limited time, new players can get a free shot at $1 million during week one. That's code BART to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. Only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
If I didn't play, I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad at all.
It's Alvin Kamara. Matty, I think it's real simple. Do you want to see Alvin Kamara?
No. Respectfully, no, I do. I don't. I'd like to see him in a bubble on the sidelines.
Funny you say that. I used to always do this this past preseason, the last several. I'd call it bubble wrap, the all bubble wrap team for the New Orleans Saints. Because, you know, before college football starts, you have the preseason, first team, third team. We would have teams as to who needed to be bubble wrapped for this team. I think it's very few this year. Kamara.
It's only few because there's only so many left.
Right. Cam?
Jordan?
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I would argue as much as I want Demario, both of the tackles,
but he already played.
Yeah. So, I feel like...
I think everybody else needs to get some work in because they didn't have OTs. But, I know you roll your eyes, but I'm going to be right. Anyway, so it is something that's interesting to kind of look at it. Something else that happened over the weekend. Oh, my goodness gracious, we have a kicker. Is it Rosas? Rosas? How you want to pronounce it? Listen to Sean Payton.
Got a live leg. He's got, you know, real good leg strength. The ball gets up right away, you know, and look, it was his first exposure. Overall, I thought he was, you know, he was solid. But he's got a strong leg. You see that.
All right, so there you go. He's been with the Jags. He's been with the Giants. So he was an all-pro kicker in 2018. Look, I think, Matty, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but there's a lot of question marks and a lot of things I want. I think Sean's like, can you just kick it? Normally, this is a position group where he doesn't tolerate any failure, you know, but there's a lot of other things he needs to be worrying about. And not that this isn't, but at least finally there is somebody we'll see, because he literally was with the Jags and he was with them this training camp. So we'll see tonight.
Yep. I mean, I think that whatever ideas or truths we had about this team, pretty much for the last 15 years, kind of have to reprioritize. And when you look at all of the injuries and all this, that, and the other, you know, Will Lutz kind of coming back and then going down in the middle of camp, there's only so much you can do at that point. And yeah, I'm with you that normally this is, you know, a mistakes-free position, but can you kick it? And we can maybe work on that moving forward, but there are so many other position battles going on right now that they literally need a body back there, because like we were making jokes last week about going for every fourth down, but.
Yeah. Sean even made that joke. So, I'm going to go with Rosas. I'm just going to add it, you know, why not? I don't honestly know, because Sean said Rosas or whatever. Anyway, the new kicker.
I think it's a great opportunity. You know, being with Jacksonville last year just kind of got me back into the loop of things. And, you know, Will being hurt, you know, I thought it'd be great to come in. And you know, it was a great organization, a great team. And I think it's a great chance to be here.
I said going into the break, Manny, I actually like that Sean Payton let Peter King go out there and say, I'd like to pick a starter this week. Saints play, by the way, Arizona, that Arizona game, Saturday. So I'm assuming, again, they'll look at the tape, they'll do whatever, and, you know, since most of the stars are going to be playing me, Maddie, I'm assuming like by Thursday at least, you're probably, hey, that's the start. I'm assuming practice Wednesday, maybe the latest Thursday, but that's my thing. It's Monday, they'll look at the tape. I don't know if he'll announce tomorrow. My guess would be Wednesday morning. Or Wednesday morning we'll see who the quarterback is. I mean,
I don't know about announcement, but we can certainly make inferences.
Yeah, it could be the announcement to the team. And that's the other thing, too, to bring up, right? Sean may say, I'll let you know. But he has already kind of told the team. But again, you'll find out Saturday. I mean, whoever comes out Saturday with the first string is your starting quarterback for now. we got to say that.
Yeah. I think that was brought up a lot this whole offseason is, you know, is there a possibility that we could see a quarterback switch in the middle of this season? And I had kind of said maybe and then kind of walked back on that. But at this point, with, again, the lack of separation entirely, I would agree with you that it is kind of a starting quarterback thing for now. And I know you point to that Bills game as kind of being your litmus test, but I would kind of point to the Seahawks game after the bye as their litmus test, because at that point, there's still time to salvage the season if need be. But I think that that'll be a formidable opponent, a mobile quarterback that they'll have to defend against and kind of, you know, be able to match in the air. And so if it is Winston at that point, has he been consistent enough to right. keep up, you know, against Tyler Lockett and DJ Metcalf and Russell Wilson versus, I'm presumably Deontay Harris, Marquez Callaway, and Jameis Winston at that point.
I think what's interesting as well to look at with all of this is, you know, the pressure aspect of it, knowing, hey, look, it's here. We all know now. We're discussing it. It's going to be discussed all morning. Was discussed on NFL Get Up. It's going to be, I promise you, in the Monday Night Football pregame show. It's, you know, the report that this is for the starting job. And look, I like this. If you're going into game, it's been a while. I wonder if you're... If you're one of those people that didn't get a chance to go in last year, I mean, it was, you know, what, 8 and 10 at 13,000 or something like that. You haven't had 70,000 in over a season. So it's honestly one of the reasons I'm looking forward to at 7 o'clock or at 6:45 when the pregame goes up. And I just want to hear the crowd again, to be honest with you, Maddie.
I mean, I went to a game last year and it was
right.
sad.
Right.
Sad.
So I am kind of looking forward to that and seeing that. But here's the new kicker, it's Rosas, or Rosas, however, on pressure.
I feel like being on a great team, you know, definitely takes pressure off. You know, this offense can score from anywhere. I've played against them before in my career, and I know that firsthand. So, you know, when I see the team doing great, you know, I want to go out there and help the team win as much as I can.
So, again, there's a lot to look at today in this game. Let's be honest with me, we'll move on back to the quarterbacks, right? His first PAT, his first field goal, yeah. I mean, looking a little intently there, a little nervous.
Yes and no. I've kind of resigned to the kicker position as it is what it is at this point.
He misses, they go for two.
Yep.
Yeah. Go for two, if that happens. One more thing on Sean Payton, just, again, the play time this week, the play time next week. He said earlier game three was going to be that. But what are we going to see? I mentioned John's starter breakdown mm-hmm. from the last practice that had both starting tackles, that had Cam Jordan. Again, didn't have Alvin Kamara. But this is what Sean said after practice.
There's a handful of guys that didn't play last week that will play in this game. And so we got to be mindful of those snaps. And then we'll establish the phases here. You know, I think we're a little healthier relative to the full roster compared to where we were last week.
So I think we'll see some of those, you know.
Yeah.
At least the linemen to kind of get an idea and look at it. Something else that's interesting, that last segment when we opened the show, we played Sean Payton saying, what is he looking for in these quarterbacks to win the battle? And it was, you know, moving the team.
Decision-making and protecting
limiting turnovers, exactly. I think this is as key as well, too. And I don't think it's by chance that I'm thinking this. He's mentioned this a lot. And it's actually probably when Jameis Winston shines. You know what I'm talking about? When does he tend to shine at practice? As opposed to maybe Taysom sometimes. It's the two-minute drill.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he had to say after practice this weekend about the importance to him of the two-minute drill.
No, there's not one thing because there's so many things. You know, you're number one, communication. Number two, penalties. Look, half the battle is making sure everyone has the right call and plays the right defense or the right offensive snap. So communication, efficient communication, and there's a ton of things that get you beat in that drill, either side of the ball, and constantly addressing those things. You know, get on to the next play. You know, it's happening. Let's go get on to the next play. There's a lot of situations that come up end of half, you know, where you're trying to get a field goal. No timeouts. That opens up a litany of situations. How do you stop the ball? There's certain plays you're going to defend just the sideline because the time tells you they have to throw it. So there's about 14 different situations to begin with that you have to cover. And so the only way to do it is to practice it.
A little sidebar that I'll ask you, myself, people watching the game. While he's not starting, could that be a place where Taysom Hill goes, wait a minute, you may need to wait a week. It's not starting. Now, I don't know if Jameis is going to have a quote-unquote two-minute drill at the end of this half. But let's say he plays the first quarter. Taysom comes in. right before half. Could that be a place where, hey.
It's one of the few things I mentioned as to, again, why I wanted to wait to see two of these games. Because mm-hmm. as much as I want to see Jameis against the ones on the opposite side of the team, that first team pass rush, first team cornerbacks, Taysom didn't get to, you know, perform a 2-minute drill because of the way that these games are set up. So that's exactly where I'm at with you, is that I think Taysom tonight has that 2-minute drill to really shine. And when we've been going back and forth all offseason about these quarterbacks, I pointed to that 2-minute drill several times, only because when I think, you know, if you're talking about replacing Drew Brees, mm-hmm. that's the top area in which he's going to be sorely missed, is that 2-minute drill. And like Sean said, just, you know, being able to keep the ball moving, make quick decisions, not have to waste any time on the clock. Drew was a surgeon when he would move the ball down the field in 2-minute drills. And Jameis in the last game did very, that was his best drive. It was, without question, his best drive. It's the drive that everyone's pointing to and into wanting to kind of push him as a starter. So, yeah, I do want to see what Hill has to bring to the table in that same respect.
Maddie Hudak _94 is the way to follow her on Twitter. It's Maddie Hudak. Gus Catton, get with you. Quick break. We come back. Let's hear from you, Saints fans. I'm going to play some Jameis Winston from his last media availability. I think it was like Thursday or something of that nature when he spoke with Taysom Hill. But to kind of give you an idea, again, Peter King reporting yesterday and this morning, it's his job to win or lose tonight. Sean Payton wants to name a starter by before Saturday's game against Arizona. So this week, that's how big this game is. What team were you on? What do you want to see from each QB, you think? Or what do they have to show you to make you think that's the starter? Saints Jags tonight at 7 o'clock. We're just getting started. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodeau, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Hi, I'm Terrebonne Sheriff Tim Saunier. July 1st has been a year since I've taken office. I would like to sincerely thank our community for the support they have given our law enforcement officers. I am truly humbled. Last year we had a record storm season and many challenges. As a resilient community, we always overcome adversity together. We will continue to work hard to keep our community safe. My door is always open to all of you. May God's grace continue to shine upon Terrebonne Parish.
We all make promises, big and small. Tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse,
in sickness and in health,
to love and cherish,
to be your loving, faithful friend,
partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Only one performance a day.
Now let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Matty Hudak, Gus Kattengill with you. Jordan the intern will join us next segment to give us an NFC South version of top stories at first, and we'll hear from him throughout the show. Rafael Esparza, 115. Mark Long covers the Jags, 130. Marlon Favreau, 215. Rest of the way, it's open. I want to hear from you, Saints fans. I don't want you. That was kind of big news to hear Peter King say Sean Payton wants to name a starter this week before Saturday's preseason finale against the Arizona Cardinals. That game, by the way, 7 o'clock in the Caesars Superdome as well. So, Maddie, you don't have to much do the deductive reasoning here. Tonight's a big night for both quarterbacks. I'm asking out there, and I'm tossing it, what do you need to see for me to prove to you they should be the starter? So give me one thing for each QB, and then we'll go to Uncle Earl.
Taysom 2-minute drill, Winston performing well under pressure.
Okay. Uncle Earl, thank you for giving me the phone call today. What you got, sir?
Hey, Gus. Hope you and Maddie doing wonderful, and Jordan, whenever he comes on. But, hey, Gus, be honest. I'm nervous as hell for this whole dang man. I think we're in a world of hurt for quarterback, but I hope I'm wrong. I hope we win the dang Super Bowl. But, Gus, what I want to see is Winston tonight, if he can make the right check downs.
Okay.
And also find a tight end. And I hope, honestly, I hope he gets the start, Gus, because for the season, because we're taking away a Taysom's other abilities, as in the Swiss Army Knife. I think that puts defenses in a world of hurt, and I think we're going to have a better chance that way, Gus. I mean, one quarterback's got to take it and run with it, Gus, and just that's what's making me nervous right now, because none of them are doing it right now. But okay. I hope Winston gets the start, because we need Taysom in that other role, Gus. Love Maddie, the show, buddy, always, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. To what Earl just said there, checkdowns, hitting the tight end. It's interesting because checkdowns have been an issue for Taysom Hill, that screen or something of that nature. Winston earlier in the season said, hey, there's no checkdown philosophy. We all know Jameis loves to take shots and opportunity. That was Drew, by the way. He loved it. He just knew when to do it. And then he mentioned the tight end. Where do you think the Saints are right now? I kind of like Juwan Johnson. And I like Adam Troutman's potential here as well. But that play, I told you, that was one of the reasons why I like Jameis, and I was ready to call it last week. It was the play to Juwan Johnson. Pre-snap, Jameis saw it. Eyes never left it. Boom, fired it across the middle. Big game, led to the touchdown drive. Whoever, I guess, does use the tight end better, that could help tonight.
Yeah, I think when we were talking about the depth chart earlier, it was a little surprising, actually, to see Juwan Johnson get listed ahead of Adam Troutman, given that, you know, there's been a lot of hype, and there was really no off-season moves to offset the loss of Jared Cook. But Juwan Johnson, I suppose, might be that off-season plan, much by his diet, which has been a funny off-season story of Juwan Johnson stealing the food of various Saints players. But I think that he is kind of carving out a path for himself. I think it's important, sure, that they use the tight ends, but it also depends on what the game plan is, because a lot of these guys that have at tight end, they haven't really used in passing situations. It's been mainly blocking situations. So I don't know if the plan is to, you know, involve the tight ends more in the game at this point, but I think the checkdowns are important, sure. I think they've showed in practice that they both are willing to do that.
Right.
And that's been a positive for both of them. Like you said, it's not in Winston's nature necessarily to go to that checkdown offense, but he has been showing that type of restraint through camp. But I really just want to see what happens when the pocket breaks down, when he has to scramble a little bit, when his first read isn't open. Is he able to kind of, you know, create time back there and make a play happen?
So Jameis Winston spoke late last week, and it was the last one, obviously, before the game was played here. And one of the things that he was asked is he starting to feel rhythm as a quarterback? It's hard. Right, to
come especially in this setting, right. It's really difficult. I think that even
which is why I think Maddie, it's important. Name one now, and that's why I said after the first game, give them all the first snaps, give them all the game action, and do that.
I kind of just wish, honestly, each one of them respectively got a half. I kind of wish that Hill got all of the first half last week, and Winston got all of the first half this week, regardless of, you know, what starters, this, that, and the other. I think that only giving each of them, you know, 20 completions and taking one out and then putting one in, and
it's a small sample size.
Yeah, and I, you know, kind of want to see what the 2-minute drill would look like from the quarterback that started the half. So this quarter thing has been a little jarring to me, but maybe not to them.
You see a smirk on my face?
Sure, I'm unclear where it's coming
from. Oh, I'm just gonna, from now on, when you see the smirk, you know exactly what I'm thinking, because as you're saying, it'd be nice, because 20 snaps, 20 completions, not a lot, right? It's probably why you should have had mini camp and OTAs. 4 weeks of practices might have helped, just saying. The more you can see them on tape, the more they work with people. What do I know? Here's Winston on a rhythm.
I think I really am, and, I think anytime that you can catch rhythm, like that's the biggest thing. Like rhythm is the most important thing with offensive execution. So we're trying to get that every single time we're out on the field.
Something else that I thought was interesting, because we're kind of having a little fun with why we haven't seen Drew around and stuff like that. Hill answered earlier in the week about, or late last week, look, I'm not Drew. There's certain things you want to emulate with Drew, but, you know, one thing he had was just he knew when to get rid of the football, that clock. We saw him take some sacks last week. Deuce Windham came on Friday, and he said he thought some of those was being cautious. I'd rather take the sack, live to fight another day. I can't hurt my chances.
Well, when you hear, you know, protecting the football,
right.
What I saw on that sack as a positive was Hill being very, very aware of holding the football close to his body when he was going down. I know that we'd like to see a little more from them each at this point, but I thought both of them took sacks that they shouldn't have, but both of them did a good job of making sure the football remained in the Saints' possession when they took those sacks.
Here's Winston on if a focus this training camp has been that internal clock, and if he kind of noticed that in conversations with Drew Brees.
Well, I think Drew just was very familiar with this offense. You know, being in for 15 years, when you go through certain concepts over and over and over again, you build that time clock in your head, and you know it just as from rhythm where to go at certain times. So as we grow in learning the concepts, I'm pretty sure that we will grow. Most positive we'll grow in terms of getting the ball out on time.
I think one of the things that's interesting, too, is we're literally one preseason game, 3 weeks of training camp post-Drew Brees.
Yes.
Having QBs fill in for him while he's injured is completely different. And, oh, I mean, like in the Peter King story, Sean, it's starting to dawn here when he got on the bus to go on a road trip last week. And he's, he really is not here. I mean, we were, look, the guy is putting on a gold jacket for a reason. Yeah. Period. You don't put on a gold jacket at that position if you don't handle your stuff.
Yeah.
And handling your stuff is protection calls, audibles, knowing where the defenders are going to be, putting your offensive players in positions that they may not see it, but you saw it on film. All those different aspects. We got to give these QBs time. And we have to, don't we? I know it's such a rush of, I want to see what Nine did. Walks up, points the mic, does this, clap, clap, here's the ball, we're off and running, boom, completion for 8 yards, back to the line of scrimmage, in and out of the...
Yeah, I think whatever expectations you had of the Saints need to be scaled back either way, but just to kind of go back to what a girl just said on air, I'm a little with him where I am frustrated kind of that neither of them have really, again, taken full grasp of this opportunity. Again, you hear Ian Book talking about practicing calls on FaceTime and the mirror, this, that, and the other, and then they're talking about Drew's internal clock and how all of that comes with time. But I would like to hear more of what Book has been saying from both Hill and Winston. I've been practicing calls in the mirror. I've been running audibles in my backyard until the cows come home. That's more of what I wanted to hear from them when they're talking about Drew Brees is what I'm actually doing to try to fill his shoes, not in a under-center way, but in the intangibles.
I still remember last Tuesday. 256-50. Matty Hudak, Ian Books, starter.
Hot Bloody take.
Let me tell you something. Fine. You want to say Matty? Matty, let's make fun of Matty. What did Nick Underhill write going into today's game? Who's standing out over there?
Ian Book.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean... And I said it too, that one practice. I'm like, I don't think I can make as much fun of you.
You have to see it in person to really get that presence from him.
I ask you this as we go to Uptown Ruler. Are you going to be okay tonight with possibly not seeing Ian Book? I mean, it's going to be Trevor Siemian. Sean says he wants to see him, but that just means, Maddie, probably an entire half of Ian next week.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, for personal reasons, I'd like to see it, but right. I think, like we said, and Book has kind of seen less snaps in camp, but what he does, they're very pointed.
I mean, it's two snaps a team.
Yeah, I think that they know what they have in Ian Book, and
I do too, Maddie, to be honest with you. I think, and it's why I said it last week, you can't put him on the practice squad. He has to make the 53, which is a very interesting thing. Because that does maybe lead me to believe as to why, again, I said it, call it last week. Taysom is your guy, and I think Ian Book might be your guy. You can trust to at least manage it if somebody, you know, can't play.
Yeah.
Uptown Ruler, thank you for giving us a buzz. What you got?
Hey, I got a question to ask you right now. Okay. I got several questions. What about the running back situation? Are they going to the running back situation is going to be what it is last year? Another thing too, the quarterback situation. I know you haven't decided on who's going to be the starter, but I'll say it this way. It's a challenge for all three of them, but I don't look for the third man to come up to be number one. I don't look for the third man to come up to be number two. I think the third man going to be number three in his usual position. But I'm saying is Taysom Hill is going to be playing the role of Swiss Army knife or what?
That is to be determined.
Answer those questions.
No, okay. We'll answer those questions. Thank you, Uptown Ruler. Maddie,
okay.
That's to be determined.
Right.
The running back situation.
I said compared to last year, is it going to be different? I mean, they added Devonta Freeman. I guess it's a question of whether Tony Jones will be out there and how they employ this kind of heavier group of running backs more than last year. But I would kind of like to see the running backs again in this preseason game before I make any judgments about what the group is going to look like. You know, sans Alvin Kamara,
right.
Obviously, which is the biggest part of that room, but I still am kind of waiting to see what the other ones have at this point.
I think the beauty is we bring in Jack, and we'll go to Jack real quick, and then we'll do the break if you want, because we can bring in Jordan afterwards. That's why I'm kind of jacked up about tonight. It's a preseason game. I'm back in the dome with people, with fans and noise, but there's something on the line. I mean, like, we're all going to be witnesses, right? The LeBron commercials, we will all be witness today. We will get a better understanding 10:30-ish. Well, probably before then.
Yeah.
But we'll get a better understanding before we go to bed tonight. If tomorrow's show, oh my goodness, give me some beverages. We need a quarterback, or I'm good with one or the other.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get a very good, because I think that's how Sean's going to call the game as well. Jack, what you got?
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Doing well.
I'm glad you brought up Jordan, because my question is, if neither one of the quarterbacks looks good tonight, should they trade for the loser of the Buffalo quarterback competition?
Oh, no.
Because
no.
Jordan's man looked excellent on Saturday.
Trubisky?
Jordan's man is Trubisky?
Oh, he loves him some Mitch Trubisky.
Okay.
I would say, based off of the practices and this week and everything, and I know you're kind of having a little fun, but Maddie, if all else fails, I actually do think Sean likes Ian Book.
I was just about to say,
I really
if
do.
All else fails, it's on the roster.
I'm telling you, he likes him now. Whether or not he can, perform at this level or not, I don't know. But
They're not trading for Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, I just think at that point they would look at it and go, you know what? Maybe picking in the top five may not be a bad thing. Like going for Aaron Rodgers, doing all these different things, trading for. That's a lot, and I think part of them wants to know, is that maybe somebody I kind of want to see at that point? Yeah, at that point, if it's not these two guys, and at that point, if this team's not playing well, and at that point, by the time Anuana comes back, you can't stop the run, and at that point, the receivers drop the ball, and at that point, you're looking at a top five pick, bleep it. Just get in there, kid. I mean,
yeah.
I pick in the top three, I pick in the top three. I just, it is what it is.
I'm with you.
Guys, how much preseason? I don't know how much preseason football you watched, but the two quarterbacks that have—I realize the Saints aren't trade for anybody—but the two quarterbacks who impressed me most was the kid that played the whole game at Green Bay, the third-string quarterback, and of course the kid that the Jets drafted. Both of them look like—I mean, Trubisky put up numbers, but those two guys look like they had command of their offenses.
Yeah, Zach Wilson, I heard, did play pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. I want to bring in the intern after this break. Thank you so much. Saints fans, keep the calls coming. Want to hear from you. What do you want to see tonight from each quarterback to prove to you they are the next starter for the New Orleans Saints?
Toyota. National Sales Event is going on now at Greg LeBlanc. At Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma.
Through the end of the month.
And they're ready. The deals are red hot.
Red hot.
With loads of fresh new Toyotas arriving daily. Plus, they have over 150 quality pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Greg LeBlanc Toyota is getting top dollar for trades. Remember, the Toyota National Sales Event is going on now till the end of the month. Shop online at GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Greg's got the deals.
Set yourself up for success when planning your next event, whether it's wedding, festival, Mardi Gras, rodeo, or concert. Joe Septic Contractors knows that it's important to cover your bases. Joe Septic Contractors can supply multi-stall restroom, air-conditioned trailers, anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Planning a luxury event? Check out their new black tie luxury restroom and shower trailers. Visit Joe Septic at viscom.net with locations in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
People are flipping out over the new Samsung phones, and the hype is deserved.
The Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G unfolds into a tablet, and the Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G fits in the palm of your hand. Show off with two screens in one. Snap selfies hands-free. Step into the spotlight wherever you go. Pre-order Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G or Z Flip 3 5G today and get up to $200 in Samsung.com credit. Are you ready? Valid through 8/26 while supplies last at select retailers. See additional terms and conditions at Samsung.com.
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Gus Kattengill, Matty Hudak, and the intern.
How you guys doing?
Here's a look at what's making news. Let's check out the Sports Hangover's top stories.
Hope you enjoyed your weekend. There is your sounder. Top stories, away we go. Mr. Kleber, what do you have today?
Yeah, let's do something a little different. Let's go around the NFC South and this past weekend's preseason games. Let's start with the Atlanta Falcons, the Dirty Birds. It wasn't a good week for the NFC South. It hasn't been a good preseason for the NFC South. The Dolphins defeated the Falcons 37-17, and Tua Tagovailoa looked sharp in the victory over the weekend.
So you know Roy, the Miami Dolphins superfan. He
yes,
was all smiles, Maddie, when I saw him this morning at the gym. Just ball. I mean, he texted. He was there at the game. He sent me photos, videos, screen captured. I mean, you name it. We're coming. We ain't playing. And the best photo he sent me, Maddie, was an individual
who's like wearing. Like the Dolphins are coming, like in week 15?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you, no, like we're coming as in, like, we're about to be champs and stuff. Look at what he sent me the entire day.
Lord.
No. Just everything. Photos. But here's the one that I love the most. It's an individual wearing a Drew Brees jersey. There it is.
Pain. That,
now he's about what do we call Drew Brees there? Drew Brees in his 80s, 70s,
yeah.
But he's there. Drew Brees was at, you know, whatever that stadium is called now. It used to be like pro player.
Like
now it's
Drew no knees at this point.
Drew, yeah. But there he is, Jordan. But yes, that's nice. What is that like? 12 rows up.
Yeah,
12 rows up at about the 20-yard line. It's really, really nice seats from Roy. But so the Falcons didn't look good, huh? Because when I saw him this morning, I asked him.
So water is what?
What now?
I said, so water is wet.
Oh, I see what you did there. Water is wet. Look, I asked him, what did he think of Atlanta? He said, they're not good. Not good at all. So, Jordan, there was nothing positive from the Falcons?
No, nothing positive. And also, moving on to the next game, nothing positive from the Panthers. Actually, the next two teams probably did worse than them. They both put up 3 points. The Ravens walk away with the win, 20-3 against the Carolina Panthers, and the Ravens tie the NFL record with 19 straight preseason wins. And that, you know, that went all the way back to what, 2017,
right.
Since they last lost in their first preseason game. And then we'll move over to the final game in the NFC South, and that is Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Tennessee Titans. They also put up 3 points.
The Titans?
The Titans walked away. No, the Titans put up 34 points.
Oh! Ooh.
Over the Ooh. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh.
And it looked like the Titans defense went absolutely ham on Tom Brady and the Bucs.
Is there a quarterback competition over there?
Every NFC South team has not, like, there hasn't been an NFC South team to win a preseason game yet.
Maddie, anything to take out of the Ravens with three? I mean, the Panthers with three, the Bucks with three, and the Falcons. At least they did score more than three, although, again, Roy said they looked really, really bad. They did put up 17, though. Matt Ryan hasn't played yet, so
okay.
Just so you know, I mean, it,
I do have one more game, though.
Okay.
Give me one more game.
Okay.
The Bills and the Chicago Bears.
Come on.
Mitchell Trubisky, 20 for 28, 221 yards, and one TD pass.
Against bumps. Against Buffalo.
Did
Josh Allen play at all?
Exactly. Exactly.
Did Josh Allen
play? Go play the sound.
What?
Better. Mitchell Trubisky played.
Oh, he started?
Better, he says.
He did better. He started. He actually played.
So you want Sean McDermott? He's calling his own soundbite now. Let's see what happens.
Great moment for Mitch and his family, right? I mean, it's a team game. He did none of that on his own, as I'm sure he would tell you. He's just a great young man. I mean, he fits right into who we are in Buffalo, and he's a great teammate. And so he came out ready to play. It's hard to do what he just did, whether it's a preseason game, regular season game, and then so soon after leaving here. So he's a great person and a great addition to our team.
Wow.
Your MVP, ladies and gentlemen.
MVP of the preseason.
Nickelodeon's most valuable
player. That is true. He was the Nickelodeon most valuable player.
Mitchell actually talked about what it was like to return to Chicago.
Do you want to just do the show? I mean,
might as well.
All right.
Who cares about who's the starting quarterback tonight for the New Orleans?
Me, it's just getting better each week still. It was different coming back here to Chicago, obviously, because I spent a lot of time here the last 4 years. It was awesome to see all the guys and coaches before the game, catching up with those guys. And then how supportive everybody in the Bills locker room was for me. I'm just really grateful to be a part of this team. And it was a lot of fun today. So we still got work to do. And it just felt good to come back and perform well and play well at Soldier Field.
Wait a minute. Maddie. Wasn't there a really bad play on Justin Fields this week?
The debatable assassination attempt on Justin Fields this week?
Who was the team that played the Bears?
Hey, get the ball out of your hands quicker.
Huh? Who was the team that played the Bears?
Buffalo Bills?
You know what? I think Comrade Goodell needs to open a little investigation there. I'm just saying.
I didn't know Mitchell Trubisky played defense.
Uh-huh. I just want to know if, you know, Mitchell's phone, can I just see it real quick? You know, if there's a Venmo to one of the defensive linemen or something.
You don't even
know
his phone to see that.
I don't know.
Have fun with Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Matt Nagy, bum.
Wow.
That dude won't even stick to Andy Dalton for two weeks.
I tell you what. That was totally a bounty hit. Absolutely. Mitch Trubisky, you know, somebody maybe took it upon themselves, or maybe Mitch, you know, in the hallway. Hey, if you want to, you know. Justin Fields,
Gus, Maddie. Before we have to go to the top of the to the start of the next hour.
Sure.
I do want to give one more headline. Have y'all seen the milk crate challenge on Twitter?
I have.
Maddie, have you?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all think about this?
Why do I feel like you're about to tell us you're about to do it right now?
I'm not about to do it. I'm going to try to set up something to where both of y'all have to do it.
I don't know.
Have
about
you
that.
Seen yeah. my injury?
Yeah, the success rate of that
sheet.
Is not very good.
I am absolutely not.
And
getting
I'm
milk
just,
carts.
You know, I got a child. I mean, you know,
I have self preservation. Common sense.
You know, just yeah. I mean, now if there's something on it, you know.
I think that's how we should select the starting quarterback for your New Orleans Saints this
how about
season.
We do?
And then they have to break a table.
The milk crate challenge.
Oh my gosh. All right. We will speak to you again at 1:45, and we're not talking Mitch Trubisky. I legitimately want to know from you, what do you need to see from each quarterback tonight, since apparently, per Sean Payton, starting job is on the line. Good stuff, Jordan. This is where you say
all right,
bye.
See you guys
later. There we go. It's so hard doing this virtually.
I said see you guys later.
You know what? Just go finish class so we can see you again. There he is. Bye, Jordan.
I'm trying. See you guys.
I'm trying.
He's trying.
I know. It's his senior year. Like, did you have to pick classes all morning in person?
As opposed to night classes?
In the afternoon, yes, after the show. 12 to 3 kind of doesn't fit well when you go to class. It really just doesn't, to be honest with you. Gus Katko, Matty Hudak, your phone calls on ESPN New Orleans.
I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. I love